Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have an addendum to a letter from St. Faustina to her spiritual director, Father Sopochko, from April 15, 1937. I'd like to add a few more words to this letter, which I wrote to you, dear Father, on April 11th, but I am only sending it on April 15th because I was waiting for a clear sign of God's will as to whether I should send it or not. When I had written this letter, I suddenly began to feel very bad in my lungs. A terrible coughing racked me, and I felt much worse than I did at the time they sent me for treatment. I was forced to lie down in bed, and it seemed to me that if this coughing were to seize me a few more times, it would surely be the end of me. And I thought within myself that probably it was not God's will for me to leave this convent, as I felt so much worse. Therefore, I did not send this letter, and waited for a clear sign of God's will. Today I am finishing the novena to the Holy Spirit concerning this matter, and I felt so unwell today that it seemed to me that I would not be able to go down to the chapel. Yet, mustering up all my strength, I went to the chapel. When I received Holy Communion, I do not know why, I began to pray in this manner: Jesus, may your pure and healthy blood circulate in my poor, ailing organism, and may your pure and healthy body transform my weak, unhealthy body, and may a healthy and vigorous life flow once again within me, if it is truly your holy will that I should set about the work in question, and this will be a clear sign of your holy will for me. As I was praying in this way, I suddenly felt as if something were jolting my whole organism, and in an instant I felt completely well. My breath was clear, as if there had never been anything the matter with my lungs, and this was a sign for me that I should set about the work with full energy. I do apologize, dear Father, that I write so much about myself, but I sort of feel a need to write this. I shall tell you all about the rest when we meet each other. Father Andrasch went to Rome and is most likely to be back after the canonization of St. Andrew Bobola. It seems that the canonization will take place on the 14th or 15th of June. When you speak about the Archbishop, Father, you speak with the Archbishop, Father, please speak as if with complete indifference. I see that Jesus will act in his heart, for the Archbishop is very united with the Lord Jesus. I myself am completely indifferent. Everything assures me that this is God's work, and I accept all of the Church's instructions with profound peace and submission. Krakow, 15th of April, 1937. Well, what a difference a day makes. St. Faustina didn't send her letter right away because her health took a turn for the worst, and she took it as a sign from God. But she wanted a clear sign, so she waited. It is not easy to discern God's will in every situation. Faustina did the right thing. She waited and she prayed. When she received Holy Communion, which is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, she was suddenly inspired to ask Jesus to circulate his precious blood through her sick body and to heal her body with his holy body. She prayed with faith, and her health improved immediately. It seemed a clear sign from God, so she sent the letter with her previous thoughts about leaving and being dispensed from her vows. She went into detail in the letter because this was a very important discernment. It is unusual for a religious in final vows to leave her community. She didn't want to do it, but felt that God was asking her to do it, and she wanted to be obedient. Father Andrasch went to Rome at the time of the canonization of the Polish Jesuit Father Andrew Bobola, but the footnotes indicate that he did not attend the canonization. Apparently, he celebrated Mass in the sisters' convent in Wagyevniki on the day of the canonization. He probably went to Rome just after the canonization. Faustina thought that it would take place in June, but apparently it took place in April, just after her letter. Also, she thought that Father Andres had already left, but apparently he celebrated Mass in their convent a couple days after the letter was sent. Faustina advises Father Sopochko to speak to the Archbishop with detachment, to not be emotionally tied to any outcome. Spiritual indifference is different from being indifferent, meaning apathetic, not caring about anything. Faustina was completely open to God's will, and she advised Father Sopochko to be the same way. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's Diary in a Year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in Diary number 1075, "Souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother." Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.